the devs on Start.com. And
Start.com, that's
Start.com, cool. Yep.
An MSN project.
MSN incubation project.
And where are we? We're at 148th and
that. We're driving towards Redwest Sea. 148th and
51st. All right. And that's where MSN is, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And what do you guys do at Start? So you are the Start.com team?
We are. There's one other person on the Start.com team. But it's basically the three of us right now.
And we're going to go get a demo of it, right?
We're going to get a demo of what we just released a couple weeks ago.
Last week or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Start.com/3.
Start.com/3, yep.
Yeah. Well, my web.
My W3B. That's
cool. Well, this is the MSN campus.
This is, you can see by the signs, we are in MSN territory over here.
I'm gonna grab a visitor
card. Oh, that's cool.
I'll get two tickets.
I always do
today.
That.
We got enough tickets already.
I've already gotten one today.
You got a ticket? I've never gotten a ticket.
Oh my god, I have a whole collection. Oh.
You can park in the
car. That's funny.
I'm Sanaz. I joined, when did I join? March?
You joined in...
I've known about the project since November. I joined officially in March, and I'm the program manager for,
Alright, let's stop this and pick it up inside.
Alright.
Yeah, let's go inside. So how long did it take to code Start.com?
Let's see. The first release we had was in March, and basically there was a series of prototypes I think we spent about 3 weeks on.
Okay.
So we spent about 3 weeks coding it, and at some point, these were just internal prototypes, and at some point our boss was like, you know what, we should just get this out there on the web. And
who's your boss?
My boss is Eugene, and it was Hottie above him who said, we've got to get this stuff out there on the web. I mean, this stuff is good enough for what we're doing. Just ship it. And we said, seriously, this is, we've just got some prototype code here. He's like, yeah, let's just ship it and see what happens. We won't tell anybody, what the URL is. We'll put it on, put it on something like start.com/1, or we'll pick something. So we said, all right. So we did that. And we waited about a week and a half, and we're like, we're kind of like, I wonder how long it's going to take before this thing gets discovered. And I think somebody leaked it, right? I think the search team had a party or somebody was like, because it had been getting a little bit of circulation inside of MSN. Search guys were like, oh, we're using this as our homepage. This is cool, man. And then. I think it was March 18th.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was at home, and it's been like 40 emails. And like, oh, you see, we just got outed. We just got outed, and all my buddies.
It's funny because as soon as we got outed, I think we put up the message immediately of support for Firefox coming soon.
Yeah, we had no.
I like overnight.
We had no Firefox. Right?
Yeah.
You go to the page of Firefox, and it was literally like nothing. I mean, there was. I think there was a div on the page, and all the content was squished into this tiny little area on the page, right? And we're like, it was probably like a third of our feedback, and we're like, oh man, you gotta support Firefox.
Here's the famous M&Ms.
There's our M&Ms.
How many years?
This is Marcy. Well, this is Marcy's office. She's the admin. She keeps this thing stocked all the time.
It's
really bad because my office is like right there. So. And those jars, I think they get emptied probably. I see her out here filling them up like once a day. So we're going right here.
All
right. To this office here.
Cool.
And you can see we
still have lunch. Oh, sorry, it's a little messy.
We still have lunch left over.
This is my lunch from earlier today.
That's cool.
We have our toy.
The more messy, the more real it is.
This is the real.
Yeah, this is all like our fingers. We're planning on the whiteboard. You probably don't want to show that. But
oh, hey.
Okay. Secret stuff.
Is it start.com/4? Yeah.
Basically,
there's a picture of my condo down here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can erase this stuff.
It's on Channel 9 now. Don't worry about it. We'll have to blur that part out or something.
We'll blur that part out.
Yeah.
So, you guys are going to give me a demo later.
We're going to give you a demo, yep.
So what else do I need to know? So you guys just are like the renegade team, and
We are the, yeah, we're sort of the,
I mean, now, how do you ship software at Mikeshaft? I keep hearing that we're not allowed to ship software here. that's one of my friends on the outside.
Right. We should talk about how we shipped Slash 3.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we were basically, when was it? It was like on June 3rd on Friday.
Yep.
I'm basically in Steve's office all the time, even though I have my own office. But
she's got her chair right there.
That's my chair. Yeah.
All right. Hey, how do you get
the Sonata chair?
How do you get the deluxe chair?
It's pretty nice. I don't have a table,
chair.
So.
Yeah, Joel Spolsky was saying we can't get good chairs
it's
here.
I don't tell you where I got it from, but
it's pretty sweet. And we basically, we sat down and we're like, okay, let's ship this thing and. Work through our issue. We always, put our issues on the whiteboard. We put little check boxes against every single one and just kept on, chugging away at it. And then people keep on emailing me, Hottie's emailing, other people emailing. I'm like, where is this thing? And we're like, it's coming. And it was all done. And it was literally like, so it was like, okay, let's put it in production. 5 minutes, runs a script. Okay, it's live. Let's send an email.
Let's go get dinner.
Exactly.
Come back and fix the bugs.
We got dinner and we're just like on our smartphones. We keep on getting replies to like the release mail.
This release was fun because it was, we had start.com/1 that we did in March.
Yeah.
And a month later we did start.com/2, right? And we've got like this huge list of all of these ideas that we want to do, right? So we're like, okay, for this sprint, right, we're trying to do this agile stuff, we're going to put all these features in /2, and then for /3, of course at that point we get all the feedback saying, man, /1 is awesome, I use it as my homepage, you guys should do this.
We love the feedback, all the feedback.
When we shipped start.com/1, right, I think, and then we got discovered a week and a half later. 2 days later, we'd gotten like 100 emails on our feedback of this, and then people were creating like screencasts, John Udell creates the screencast of I think Google Maps. They created a screencast of this guy. He created a screencast of how to use start.com. That was awesome.
Yeah.
People were sending in like comps of like, oh, I like the page, but I hate your color scheme. Where the hell did you guys pick these colors, right?
And it was where did you pick the colors?
It was just me, just saying, all right, I've got these color values. I just stuck them in there because it was just for our prototype.
Yeah, when I started, we were more picky on colors.
I like nice colors, but
yeah.
These were just,
So what is it? What did start like? If you were telling your mom, what it
I
is?
I tell my, well, everybody has their own idea what it is, but I tell my mom it's like everything that you want to aggregate on the web. I don't use aggregate. You're probably going to watch this and say, I understand what aggregate means, but everything she wants on the web, she wants her email, she wants weather, she wants the favorite sites that she's been to, she wants her, she wants grandma's blog on there.
Yeah.
Right?
Your grandma has a blog?
My grandma, well, I want her to have a blog.
I can't convince her.
everything.
I still can't get my mom to a blog. She just started sending photos through emails.
I want everything, it's not really like a portal, because portal's basically like...
A portal's like a list of links,
right? Yeah. It's like a page that you make with just a bunch of HTML links, or it's like a jumping off point. Ours was sort of like, we want to take this content that you're interested in and have it like as an application, right? So, if you're interested in like podcasting stuff and you're subscribed to everybody's podcasts, you should be able to not just have click that link and go to their page with their podcast. It should actually, show the, a play button in the module, and you click play and you get the progress dialogue and, pull everything from around the web that you're interested onto your page.
It's kind of like
your
a nice
stuff,
view
your,
of, my web. Everything that you're interested in, get it in one place. If I check my Google stock or my Microsoft stock or whatever every day, I just get it right there.
Yeah.
Or weather or what NBC has, top news, podcasting.
Yeah.
Even we've been talking about writing your little grocery list and having a roaming notepad that you can just get it right there.
So this is like the 35 floor elevator pitch right there.
Yeah.
But basically it's just anything that you want to, all your web content should be on one page.
Yeah.
And as an application. So
very cool.
Are you making fun of my elevator
pitch?
I just realized like 35 floors is very long.
We only have 3 floors here.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. But so Slash 3 was, you know, Slash 3 was a lot of fun. I mean, it was basically just taking all the feedback and saying everybody likes stuff from 2, everybody likes stuff from 1.
How are we going to combine that stuff? Like, you know, Slash 3 was on Friday, and I don't know if you noticed, but we had a huge facelift of just the UI on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it was just basically based on the feedback. Well, all the whole...
We had our annoying
the
blue
look
and
green
feeling.
It was the blue and
green. It was the same colors
the
we had
puzzle.
Since... Yeah, We had some bugs with, like, the way you drag the modules around, and nobody could understand how you drag the modules.
It was pretty cool on paper.
Even Bill Gates did a demo at the D conference in San Diego, right? And the only feedback he had was... Man, this module thing is crap. I think it's broken. It doesn't. You can't drag it, or you know, it doesn't make sense when you drag it around. So we fixed that. Right.
Bill does get his bugs fixed, doesn't he?
We fixed that one for Bill. You know,
yeah.
Hey, Bill, we fixed your bugs. there was a ton of that stuff.
Very cool. So you want to show it to us?
Yeah, let's fire it up.
Do you want us to fire it up?
You got the nice dual Dell screens.
I don't know what's going to be.
Hey, Joel said we didn't have good screens here for our developers. But nice chairs. No, I'm just kidding, Joel. If you follow my blog, you know what I'm talking about.
Do you have those new modules deleted from your cookie? You probably should do that.
Can we edit the... Let's see what we can.
You know, the track stuff.
Editing? I don't do editing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. There's something going on. Remote session.
Remote session.
That sort of hung up.
Off of that.
Excellent.
Okay, you can see I'm doing a lot of work here. Okay, so this is start.com/3 or start.com/myweb.
Okay.
And right now, I mean.
Now, I had to fill out a little game to get in there.
You had to fill out a little puzzle.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Sinaz, you want to talk about the puzzle?
Since you're in the light.
Yeah, so the puzzle, the story is. It was, you know, Thursday, and Hadi has been asking this from us for quite a while. Hadi is the general manager for Amazon Portals, and he's been asking this for a while. He's like, you guys need to make it more exciting, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is too predictable. And he's like, you know, you need to do a puzzle, and he gave us an idea of using instant answers from search. And he basically emailed me, and he said, make a puzzle, use instant answers or something, and I spent, like, all of Thursday night I had to come up with what's the URL, what's the concept behind it. I know it's been getting a lot of criticism, so you can all blame it all on me, but basically I was like, okay, you know, maybe the URL should point to my web and the E should be a 3 because 3 is the third version and all the answers will link off to search and we don't want it to be predictable, so
yeah.
It was like, I actually had to really look into, well, I had to actually look into Encyclopedia Encarta that MSN Search links into to find some answers that made sense, and it was kind of getting boring when I was like, what's the tallest mountain, or what's the whatever, and we're like, okay, let's like have some funky math equations and all that stuff.
I thought it was fun. You had to go off and do some searching and find the answers. So anyway, so you're it up going here. So this is it.
Yeah, you can see that.
Actually,
so,
let me just stop. Can we close it, Shade?
This
is much better.
Okay.
Thanks. It'll be easier to see the screen.
Let me do one more thing real quick.
Right. So you're deleting the cookie so you get back to the default experience?
Yep, that's what I'm doing here.
Excellent.
And we are under what, cookies? Oh, you're going to see all the sites that I visited.
Oh, porn?
Probably. I'm going to scroll really fast. I detect an HR violation here. Okay, we are... Let me close this down. And close. Oh, okay, well, we get to do the puzzle now. I know all the answers to these, so...
You know, I don't think any of us will forget the capital of Armenia.
We're going to get t-shirts, I think, with Yerevan printed on the t-shirt.
Yerevan will probably be our next code name or something.
And then you can see here.
What country are you from, Bella?
I'm actually Persian.
You are? My wife's Persian.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed. Yeah. I've noticed you talk about her. I'm like, that's a Persian name, so that's kind of cool. Yeah.
So what we're looking at now is...
Gotta get you together to have a big feast.
This is the default experience that we get with start.com/3. So while you're looking at it, we've got a few modules here on the page.
Yep.
It's pretty minimal. We wanted to keep it that way. If you want it, a lot of people say, you know what, I don't even want modules on the page. I just want to have a search box. So we can do that too. So we've got and we click the hide button, and we've just got a search box up here now.
Right.
For example, I can search for something. I get my search results in this pop-up window here. So I can go search for a bunch of different stuff in the Xbox 360. Pull it all back in this pop-up here. So that's pretty cool. And then if I say, you know what, I want to watch, you know, these search results for Xbox 360, I can go over here, pin this to the page, and you can see that somewhere on here. Yep, right here. I've got my Xbox 360 search results.
Right.
And we're going to fix it up a little bit so that you don't see so much detail, right? So you'll be able to see some more things on here. But so the idea is that you're like, you know what, I'm interested in these search results. You know, I'm interested in who's blogging about me, so I put my name in there, right? Yep. And I can have a little dashboard module on the page just showing, you know, all the search results on my name, for example. So you can see here we've got some modules on the page. We can, you know, we don't do our Chinese puzzle anymore of, you know, how to rearrange
modules. Dragging those things around, right?
I'm just dragging these guys around. I say, you know what, I want Reuters. I want Reuters over here. I got to have my boing boing at the top, you know, and who knows? I don't know what Boing Boing is going to show us. Some of this stuff made. Sometimes it's not safe for work. We'll see how it goes right now. But you can see that rather than being this, you know, sort of jumping off point where you go off to Boing Boing, you have to wait, you know, or for example, you go off to MSNBC or some other site and you have to wait for all the rest of the page to download, we're just going to go and grab the actual data that you're interested in, and then just show it right on the page. So that's why right. You can see that, I mean, this stuff is, you know, is real fast.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just open this.
You have it all locally cached?
This is actually live. This is going out and fetching the stuff real time.
It is fast. Yeah. It's really nice stuff.
So that was the whole goal is, you know, the web is fast. I mean, we've got these fast machines. We've got fast connections. We've got broadband. And it's just depressing.
How did you learn all the JavaScript to do this?
How did I learn all the JavaScript?
Yeah.
I've been playing around with it a little bit over the last few years, but it wasn't just until last year that actually, you know how there was a when I first joined the team, we had a demo for Bill Gates, and that was kind of where I started learning the JavaScript because I knew that I wanted to put together something that was kind of had an, this was before Ajax was even coined, but it was like let's take some client side script, right? And now it's pretty standard with in the browsers these days, right? Let's take some client side script, go and grab some data from the web. And start figuring out how we can show it on the page. Like, for example, if I want to show an entire article from MSNBC, let's just go and grab the article content, right? Let's not grab any of that other crap on the page, like all the Chrome and stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's just get the content. We can do some cool stuff, like have two or three column views, and then show that on the page. So anyway, that was a demo that I was working on for a Bill Gates review. And I had to learn JavaScript pretty quickly because the demo was... It's like 3 weeks after I joined or so. So I just crammed, figured out how to do this stuff, and then that was last September. So.
What does Ajax mean?
Well, a lot of people...
That officially stands for what? Asynchronous
it stands for asynchronous JavaScript and XML. I mean, before then, people were saying things like, oh, it's our XML HTTP way to get data. I mean, they were using all the buzz, you know, the terminology, the technical terminology, to basically say it's a way for the client JavaScript to go and fetch something without the web page, you know, navigating to a new URL.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can see, like, when we're doing all this stuff, if you look at the URL up here, right, and I go and click on different items down here, we're actually going and fetching different content from around the web, and this URL is never changing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like the fact that it's called Ajax, but it is kind of, I like it because it's, you know, it's a lot easier than saying, oh, this is, you know, we're using XML, HTTP to, you know, fetch data to the client. So
right.
And the fact that it's asynchronous. So, for example, if I click on something, I can draw something on the screen before the data even comes back yet. Right?
Wow.
So, like, for example, every time I'm actually, you know, if I go and open or close this module here, right? So if I close the module and I refresh the page, it's in the same state. So every time I'm doing this, we actually tell the server that we want to remember that I've kept this module closed, right? So when I click on this, we're actually making round trips to the server every time. But we're drawing it first, and then doing the round trip to the server, you know, in the background. So that's kind of where the asynchronous part comes in.
Yeah.
So it just makes it, the whole goal is that, you know, we can make this web stuff feel really fast, feel really responsive, and kind of hide the stuff behind the scenes, the fact that we're actually going and, you know, transferring data and all that stuff.
Now, how much of this is done on the client, and how much of it's done on the server?
It's almost all done on the client. I mean, the only thing that that our server is doing right now is that it's storing the state of, you know, this module, for example. So that, like, when I refresh the page, it's still, you know, collapsed.
Okay.
And then
it's doing that with cookies. And then the other thing it's doing is that when we go and fetch the data for the RSS feed, for example, we route it through our server.
Okay.
There's some security warnings that you get with Windows XP, SP2, and stuff like that. So really, it's just, you know.
And what browsers does this work with?
It works in IE and Firefox, and we have a couple of Firefox issues we're still working out. But basically, IE 5.5 and above, like the late model browsers.
Yeah.
The down level story is just, you know, maybe we render it on the server, or maybe we just don't
have
it.
How about Opera or Safari?
We don't have support right now for Opera or Safari, but we're, you know, there's a lot of people who've been asking about that, so we're trying to figure out how we're going to work that into our schedule and, you know, get it.
Translation,
all
you need the budget for an
impact
on your desk. You know?
We're working on it. We definitely want people to kind of just party on our platform. Like what you see with weather and stock are basically, and I'm sure Steve can talk about the framework. These are basically modules that people can write themselves. Any third-party developer could write and just drop it in, and we want to enable that for different browsers. And,
right.
And you know, Safari developers, party on. Just use our framework and go for it.
The thing that's cool about our whole project of how we're doing this stuff is that we never had a charter that said, okay, you're going to make a web page that has modules, and you know, we've got this sidebar over here that you can organize your feeds and things like that. Nobody ever said, you know, make a page that looks like this, right? Nobody ever said, this is what your charter is. We just basically said, we're going to build what we want to use ourselves, right?
Exactly.
And I mean, I want to build, you know, this is what I want to build myself. I mean, this is what I want to use myself, because I'm tired of all the, you know, none of the portal pages really do it for me. I mean,
it's definitely our home. I mean, it's my home page.
Yeah,
it's yours.
It's got to be like, you know, if we think it's cool, we're hoping that other people are going to think
it's
cool.
Yeah, we're not doing the traditional, like, okay, what's our vision? What's our charter? What's the business plan? We're kind of like letting that stuff fall into place and just addressing the customer needs. The main thing is, like, we're getting out to web so quickly, and we know there are bugs and whatnot, but our users are helping us design, they're helping us test, and we're actually addressing a customer need. And that's why I think we've got a small audience, but they all love the product.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you think this design methodology is going to be ratcheted through other places in Microsoft?
I hope so, because we got to change some. I mean, especially around, I mean, and you know, we got to change some of the stuff the way we're doing. I mean, I like Spaces is pretty cool. I mean, they've been doing stuff pretty quickly.
He's from Spaces. Yeah. Maybe that's.
Oh yeah, I like Spaces. But
hey, Walt Mossberg in the Wall Street Journal
just
praised
it.
Spaces is pretty
cool. I saw that.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, I mean, it's like, hopefully, the stuff that we're doing, people can realize that you don't have to go through 2 months of planning and 2 months of speccing and 3 months of, you know, developing and 3 months of testing, and it's not even going to be relevant anymore. It's just like, you know, basically the way we've been working is if we have an idea, we build it, we ship it out there, we see if it works, and if it's crap, then we pull it out, and then if it's cool, then, you know, and it's just great leverage to say that, you know what, this thing is working, it's successful, you know, this is how we should do it.
Yeah.
So, and I hope, hopefully more people in MSN are taking notice of what we're doing, because.
Yes.
No, it's. I think it's the. I think I've had these lights on since I moved into the office.
Sorry, you were looking like Darth Vader there.
Yeah, that's funny. I hope.
I mean, our team is basically. We were talking about this. It's kind of like we're all the jack of all trades. You know, I'm not really a PM. My title is a PM, but like Steve is not just a developer. We're all kind of like. We all design,
like our own marketing team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we respond, like, personally to almost all the feedback that we get.
We're evangelizing.
We do the designs, the comps.
All the design is basically Steve and I so far, and we do get help as needed. But, you know, that's also a different approach of the traditional way is you don't necessarily have to be really good at one particular discipline. You kind of need to be able to put on different hats.
You got
to
wear all the hats.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that hopefully...
So you guys are only two people, right?
Well, three.
There's a third person who just joined. He's in the office right next to us, actually.
Who is he?
Jose. We can go over there later. But
all right. Yeah. Yeah. So three guys.
Three of us.
Three people doing this.
This is what we're doing. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
What are the other 57,000 people doing here?
I ask myself every day, and I do, so. I don't know.
Well, we're really cool stuff. Lean and mean.
Lean and mean.
Lean and mean.
And we're having fun. I mean, that's the whole point.
So are you getting any pressure to put ads on here or do anything like that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I get all that, you know. Yeah.
Snaz has been dealing with some of that, but yeah. I think the thing is, like, we just have to let people know that for us, it is all about the customer experience first, right? And if it starts turning people off because there's this pop-up ads and stuff, I mean, I think you can do advertising in a way that's innovative and not just annoying, right?
We'll do ads only if it's actually useful. I mean, I know that we're against, like, banner ads. And I mean, we're all of us have very hardcore principles about, like, how a team should run, how we should develop, and what a design should be. Everything we are very strong stands on. Like, it's funny because Steve and I, like, argue so much about what the page should look like, and it's great because we kind of feed off of each other's ideas. Like, do we need, like, we go down to, like, do we need a border around the module
all the way to...
I know we did.
We've been working pretty late.
We saw borders around the module, and we tried removing it because we were just like, we need a clean page, totally clean, and we kept on experimenting with it until we finally both agreed. So,
You guys are gonna be fired soon, aren't you?
I know. We're gonna get fired one of these days.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, that's great stuff. I hope other people in Microsoft pick up on this methodology. Yeah. Of course, we do need to make some money somewhere.
I'm sure we can add ads in a nice way. But
we can do it in a way that's not, annoying, I think. I don't mind.
That sounds like you guys have been heavily influenced by a certain company in Mountain View, right?
Well, what company would that
be? No comments.
say hi to Larry and Sergey.
I'm a Google fan. So hail to them.
They invited me to speak at their conference. So
nice, awesome.
So maybe we'll take you down there and say hey.
Hey. I know a few folks down there. I would love to.
It's probably sunnier than.
So what's the RSS feed? Show me that. Because that's actually
the column thing, the RSS feed.
Give me more demo.
So what we're going to do is we're going to add a feed here, and for example, I can just type in boingboing.net, right? Yeah. I don't have to know and this all is going to have a little bit more work. I mean, my grandma's not going to be able to figure out, to type in the URLs, but, so right now we go off and we figure out that, boingboing actually has they actually have an RSS feed on the page, and you can see it just popped up over here. We click on that, and this was all real time. We just grabbed it; and it just came in. So I can click on, I can click on all these guys and go and read the, read the news that I'm interested in. And then if I want to, if I want to keep boing around on the page, I can just pin him to the page.
Yeah.
And you can see he's right there. We already had him over here, but that's a bug.
No, that's okay.
That's a bug.
We just don't want a bug, but that's okay.
So you can see that we've got basically, you sort of got like your deep directory of your content that you're interested over here on the left. And then all these things, these are basically my different RSS feeds, and you can see here's like movies.com, and this one, for example, happens to have an image in it. So if you look on the right side, we've got, this is just fast, right? I don't have to go and navigate to a whole different site and wait 5 minutes for it to load. I can just say, this is the site I want to get my info for. I can go and look, trailers and stuff like that. We can do that.
So how does this compare to like blog lines?
Blog lines is like a sort of professional use kind of application. I mean, I'm sure people there expect to be able to have thousands of feeds that they're interested in. Like, I mean, you read tons of different articles.
1,400,
right?
1,368.
We want, basically it's just that, if that's We don't know yet. I mean, if we want to do the stuff that, you know, if we want to, you know.
Well, Bloglines is kind of, I think, is a subset of what we are trying to accomplish. We don't, Bloglines is definitely, I think, targeted as like the RSS geek or,
right.
you know, people that really want to monitor.
It's server-based, right?
Exactly.
So your stuff is stored locally, right?
That's right. I mean, yeah, I think of our thing as kind of like Bloglines meets, you know, my.msn.com or my Yahoo meets Confabulator.
With Bloglines, you can move from computer to computer and it syncs. Yeah. It's synced
yeah,
out.
We have a roaming story as well.
Hopefully pretty soon.
Very soon. I mean,
is that start.com/4?
Oh, well, we're keeping quiet about
it. We're getting creative with our URLs.
Uh-oh. There's no more numbers.
I'm gonna have some add a little bit of spice to it.
I mean, I'd say Start is kind of Bloglines with a much better user interface. I mean, the key thing about Start is, one of our users actually emailed this to us, and he said, you know, I was looking for an RSS aggregator, and I went to Bloglines, I didn't even know where to start. And with Start, it's so clean, and you just know where to go, and also we're trying to be kind of like, you know, your web. It goes way beyond RSS, and that's what we're trying to show
right.
with our stock modules, with our weather modules, and soon we want people to just party on our platforms.
And of course, everything just has to be fast. I mean, it just has to be content first. Get the stuff you're interested in on the page. You know, if there's some flashy stuff that you can do to make it a little more interesting, that's fine. But we're just all focused on the content over here. So,
yeah.
And we think we can do that in a fast way and have it portable and, you know, with you on any device, so.
Very cool. Okay. This is really cool stuff. I'm really pleased to meet
awesome.
You guys. And
very cool.
Keep it up. Ship, 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 ship.
Ship, ship, yeah.
Thank you. We
keep,
love
keep,
shipping,
and then,
yes.
And don't get slowed down, because they're going to invite you in to speak to the parts of Microsoft about how to ship fast.
We've got our blinders on, and we're like, okay, this is where we need to go. We're just, you know.
Yes. We have, like, daily reminders of, Steve always reminds me of, you know, there's always randomization and all that stuff, and it's blinders on. You're getting your blinders. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great stuff. Yeah. Thanks, and thanks for showing us this.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck, and we'll be watching.
All right, awesome.
Cool.